I'm Dylan Martin, and welcome to the final episode of my podcast on book banning. For the last episode, I'm going to be wrapping up everything. It's been about 2 months since I first read Lord of the Flies and started doing research on book banning. And yes, I am going to finally tell y'all my opinion on book banning and if I think Lord of the Flies should be banned. I brought in two people as sources for this episode to help state my opinion. I may not have had a set opinion on everything in the past episodes, but I've come to a decision and I will state it today. I wanted to know about content ratings on books. A content rating is just giving ratings for things like movies or TV shows and what ages they are suitable to watch at. So, I got my sources and talked to them about content ratings for books. I want to know what you think about content ratings and if books should have them.
Books should have age ratings according to what kind of subjects they have in them. Just like movies, they get age restrictions if they have subjects in them that are suitable for a more mature group. So why not do that for books? Doing this for books would be beneficial because it could lead to the unbanning of books.
That's a great point on content ratings. What you told me will help me support my argument. As my other source, I'd also like to hear from you and how you would feel about age ratings for works of literature.
Although ratings are not required, they are voluntary. Movies get ratings and theaters don't put them out if they are unrated. All books of entertainment should have an age rating on it, and books are the only ones without them. If I want to see a movie, I can look it up and get the rating. But if I want to read a book, then I have to go searching through the internet to see what's in it while being spoiled. I'm all for books getting age ratings at this point.
Great. Thank you for your input and helping me out. So, I've come to a final conclusion after all of this research on Lord of the Flies. I do believe that Lord of the Flies should not be a banned book, but instead should have a content rating along with other books that are banned. Nadine Brandis said,
"Slapping a rating on something isn't censoring it. It's providing the viewer, gamer, reader, and listener with information that might help them choose what will fit their tastes and tolerances."
Just because a book has content in it that's not all people should be able to read doesn't mean they can't read it at all. So instead of censoring books like Lord of the Flies, a content rating should get put on books. Having a content rating on books would let people know, oh, maybe this book isn't suitable for me if it isn't the age that's recommended for it. Having content ratings for books will make it easier for readers to choose books that are suitable to their maturity, and it can end book banning. That concludes the final episode of this season on book banning and Lord of the Flies. Thank you for tuning in each week to listen. Many books have been challenged or banned, but that doesn't mean they can be unbanned.